Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and that the Sergeant of Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, as usual, if you'd be so kind as to stand. Today's chaplain is Reverend Dr. Dwayne Davis from Plymouth Congregational Church in Minneapolis. As usual, members, following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Great One, the source of life and the ground of being, thank you for your presence that surrounds and sustains us as your good creation. Thank you for this privilege of public service and the gift of your grace as we assume the responsibilities of citizenship and government. Great One, show us how to be dependable, trustworthy stewards of the public trust and the common good for every person. May we always be inspired by our coming together across our differences in race, sex, gender, religion, and background for the sake of serving and representing our communities, bringing all of our gifts and talents to bear in addressing our state's biggest challenges. And help each of us and this body overcome any political or partisan allegiance that may interfere with our awareness of any suffering, oppression, or injustice among your people. May the well-meaning of our intent never cloud the truth of the impact of our actions. Please help us remain open and responsive to the stories, concerns, and experiences of those we represent, being their voice and advocates in this citadel of democracy. In your many names we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, members. The secretary will take the roll.
Abler, Anderson, Barr, Bolden, Carlson, Champion, Coleman, Swadzinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Dreheim, Drazkowski, Duckworth, Diedzik, Eichhorn, Farnsworth, Fattay, Frentz, Green, Grunhagen, Gustafson, Hochschild, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Jasinski, Johnson, Klein, Curran, Kroon, Kunisch, Kupek, Lang, Latz, Liske, Limmer, Lucero, Mann, Marty, Matthews, Mayquaid, McEwen, Miller, Mitchell, Mohammed, Morrison, Murphy, Nelson, Remover Baton, Pappas, Pa, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rasmussen, Rest, Seeberger, Utke, Weber, Wiesenberg, Westland, Westrom, Wickland, Zhang.
Members, pursuant to Rule 14.1, the following members intend to vote under Rule 40.7, Diedzik and Port. Members, a quorum is present. Members, if you want to follow along, please feel free to pick up a copy of the Senate agenda that's dated for today, Wednesday, April 12, 2023. We will start at the second order of business, executive and official communications. The following communications was received and referred as indicated. Members, no action is required. Members, we will now proceed to the fifth order of business, reports of committees. Members, please note we have an agenda and addendum. Senator Murphy, for a motion to adopt the committee reports.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda and the addendum be adopted, and I ask for a roll call.
Roll call requested, roll call granted. Any discussion? Seeing none, the secretary will take the roll. Members, please vote.
Thank you.
Members, please vote. Senator Hurd, those voting under Rule 40.7.
Mr. President, Senator Deasid vote aye.
Senator Deasid votes aye.
And Senator Port votes aye.
And Senator Port votes aye.
Thank you.
All senators having voted who desires a vote, the secretary will close the roll. There have been 42 ayes and 20 noes. The motion to adopt prevails. Members, we will now proceed to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The secretary will read the Senate file numbers.
Senate file numbers 2566 and 1955.
The Senate files have been given their second reading. Members will now proceed to the seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. The secretary will read the House file numbers.
House file numbers 1278 and 146.
The House files have been given their second reading. Members will now proceed to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Members will now proceed to the ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. Members, we will adopt the author's motion as one motion. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Marty, for your motion to re-refer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 3124 be withdrawn from Committee on Human Services, re-referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. And in answer to your questions, it is my bill, and yes, I have talked to both chairs. It was referred to the improper committee. It deals with health.
Senator Marty moved that Senate File number 3124 be withdrawn from the Committee on Human Services and re-referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senate Resolution number 32 will be referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration. There's no action required. Also, Senate Concurrent Resolution number 5 will be referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration. Again, no action required. Remaining under the order of business of motions and resolutions, Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pursuant to Rule 26, I designate the following bills be made special orders for immediate consideration. That document is on your desk.
Thank you, Senator. That would be number 24, House File 42. Senator Umu Verbaden.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill updates our labor trafficking statutes to better protect labor trafficking victims. It was developed in consultation with the Hennepin County Attorney's Office and the Advocates for Human Rights, as well as labor trafficking experts. Labor trafficking is exploiting someone for financial gain by compelling them to work or provide services against their will. And labor trafficking is significantly underreported, and it has impacted many vulnerable workers across our state. This bill helps close gaps that exist in our current law that are leaving those trafficking victims unprotected. It increases penalties for labor trafficking cases involving children under 18, trafficking that takes place for an extended period of time, or trafficking that results in great bodily harm or death. So today we're addressing unsafe conditions by making it easier to charge those who are trafficking labor. I hope that you will vote green and support this bill, which will support and empower workers across our state.
Any further discussion on House 542? Seeing none, third reading.
Senate File number 133, excuse me, House File 42, a bill for an act relating to public safety, amending definitions of labor trafficking.
Third reading. Any additional discussion? Senator Jaskowski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would the author yield for question?
Senator Umu Verbaden will yield. Senator Jaskowski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator Umu Verbaden. On page 2 of the bill, on the bottom, it says, under the definition of debt bondage, it says, provides labor of any kind to pay a real or alleged debt. Are we focusing on people who actually do commit this, or simply allegations as well. Can you expound on that?
Senator Umu verbatim to the question.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator Drazkowski, for the question. And just to sort of provide more context, these instances of labor trafficking are when folks are forced or coerced into providing labor. And often a way that folks do that is holding something against them. And so that could be a form of debt. It could be something like their status. And if this is going on for an extended period of time, that is where it's important for us to write in statute that it is real or alleged debt. There's a lot that will need to be proven that they are forced and coerced into doing this labor, but debt is one of the ways that you are able to force or coerce folks into labor trafficking.
Any additional discussion? Senator Drazkowski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator Umu-Verbatim.
Any additional discussion? Seeing none, the Secretary would take the roll on final passage of House File 42. Members, please vote. Senator Hurd, those voting under Rule 40.7.
Mr. President, I'd like to report aye for Senator Dietzick.
Senator Dietzick votes aye.
Aye for Senator Port.
Senator Port votes aye.
Thank you.
Any other votes? All senators having voted who desires a vote, the Secretary will close the roll. There being 65 ayes and zero nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Members, we are remaining under special orders. We are now going to number 75 on the calendar, House File 1581. Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my distinct honor to introduce House File 1581, otherwise known as the Revisor's Bill. As many of our members know, this is an annual event where the revisor puts together a bill to correct non-substantive, non-controversial errors. They generally include cross-references, typographical errors, grammatical and readability corrections. As I said, the revisor is to undertake this task annually, and it focuses on miscellaneous drafting, engrossing, and editing errors or omissions. There's a collection of corrected and obsolete language. The obsolete language is assured that it is non-substantive, and it was reviewed by nonpartisan staff in both the revisor's office and in the Senate. And it has been confirmed that these are all technical in nature, these additions to this bill. Stand for any questions if anyone dares, Mr. President.
Any discussion on House File 1581? Senator Latz.
Will Senator Limmer yield for a question?
Senator Limmer, will you yield for a question?
No.
He won't yield for a question, Senator Latz.
Members, this is a good bill. I support it.
Any additional discussion? Seeing none, third reading.
House File Number 1581, a bill for an act relating to legislative enactments making miscellaneous technical corrections to laws and statutes.
Any additional discussion? Seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll on final passage of House File 1581. Members, please vote. Senator Hurd, for those voting under Rule 40.7.
Mr. President, I'd like to report aye for Senator Dietzit.
Senator Dietzit votes aye.
Aye for Senator Port.
And Senator Port votes aye.
Thank you.
Members, please vote. Members, please vote. All senators having voted who desires to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There have been 62 ayes and one no. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. Members, we will now proceed to the 13th order of business. Announcements of Senate interest. Any announcements of Senate interest? Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Duckworth all day, Dames from 12 to 12:20, and Westrom all day. Any additional announcements of Senate interest? Seeing none, Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate adjourn until Thursday, April 13th at 12 noon.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails and the Senate is now adjourned.